What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It is your boy, Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. I'm a day late on dropping the podcast. I know I'm supposed to drop every Wednesday. Forgive me, I'm a day late. Had some running around to do, some bills to pay. When your Century 21 bill is due, your Target bill is due, your Guitar Center bill is due, your Macy's bill is due. I had to pay on my P.O. box. All these bills is due. Like one time, and then I lost the key card to my office, so I tried to go get a new key card. They want to charge me $25. I'm like, nah, we not doing that. It ain't like I don't got it, but I just didn't feel like paying that quarter. So somebody else had a key card, and I called them like, I'm gonna need that key card that I gave you because you don't come here anyway. So let me get that. So that's what happened, and that's why I just didn't drop on Wednesday. But it's Thursday, and I'm dropping. So shout out to everybody who's listening on iTunes, radio.com, Spotify, whatever mode or app you use to listen to me. Salute to you. Shout out to everybody who's listening on YouTube. Shout out to y'all. So, hot topic. I don't really like to discuss hot topics too much because it kind of dates your podcast. And, you know, you talk about that for the time, and then it'd be like 60 million people who want to cover the same thing. So it just seemed like everybody talking about the same thing is nothing different. Once this person said it, you don't give a damn about what this person said. It don't make no sense. You ain't gonna listen to everybody. Y'all dragging it, blah, 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 blah. But this is something that I felt like I had to address because, you know, it's kind of in the realm of what I stand for and what I'm about, how I came into this game and you know, how I stand for certain things. So I just felt like addressing, you know, ASAP Rocky really quick. You know, unfortunately, he's locked up in Sweden under, they're saying under inhumane conditions, which, you know, I'm not co-signing that. I'm not co-signing him being mistreated. I'm not co-signing him being in jail. I'm not co-signing, you know, him being under inhumane conditions. I'm not co-signing none of that. But I do have a problem with the public outcry from, I'm going to say, rappers and hip-hoppers and people in the industry to sign a petition to free him. Yeah, he deserves to be free, you know, but all this sign a petition for somebody who didn't get and couldn't relate to when it was somebody else that was dealing with injustice and inhumane treatment and their civil rights and everything being violated, and that person being Mike Brown and the whole Ferguson thing. So some people might think that, yo, what does that have to do with the other? Well, what was going on in Ferguson, that's Ferguson, but it's global. You know, as a black man in the world, we're really mistreated around the world. The system has mistreated us around the world. You could go to different countries and see how we are mistreated, how we look, you know, down upon in different countries. It's not an American thing. It's not a Ferguson thing. It's not a St. Louis thing. It's not a New York thing. It's not, you know, it's global. It's global. And I think he's learning that right now, that, you know, the marches that was going on in Ferguson, the marches that was going on in Baltimore for Freddie Gray and different things, the things that he said he can't relate to and he don't want to talk about, this is what they were fighting for. Now, it just so happened that something happened in a particular area, but it's global. Look up apartheid. Look up how they did Nelson Mandela. You can look up different things that happened throughout history. Our history is way deeper than Biggie and Tupac. Rest in peace to them. But our history goes back far. Inhumane treatment, injustices with us goes far back. It goes far back. And some of the things that they were fighting for then, we still fighting for now. Some of the things that we were fighting for has been pacified. Some of it had been corrected to a certain extent, but not fully all the way. So when you see them kids, the men, women, and children marching in Ferguson, and you say you can't relate to that, well, they was marching for people like you, even though you think you can't relate to them. So yeah, people probably keep saying, what you mean he can't relate to? He can't relate to it. That's what he said. That was his direct quote. Of course, yeah, I'm not going to act like it was something that he said yesterday or last week. It was something that he said, you know, 2016. He attempted to clarify it on the Breakfast Club after that. And, you know, but he really didn't. He started going on some All Lives Matter. It was about Black Lives Matter. So this is from Time Out Magazine. I'm going to read this so y'all can have a better understanding of where I'm coming from and why some people are just like, yo, I don't got no sympathy for him. You know what I'm saying? And yo, he just got a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't relate. But the interviewer asked him, I don't know who the interviewer was. Maybe the interviewer was Andrew Frisciano. I don't know. I don't even know what Time Out Magazine is. I never even saw it before. I don't even know what it's about. I don't even know what the magazine is about. But this was just a quote that, you know, 3 years ago, almost, you know, we close to July 21st. We close, you know what I'm saying, to almost like a few days off of that anniversary of this interview. So the interviewer asked him, an argument did arise, though, at Oxford University, where you said you didn't want to get political in your music. A$AP Rocky responds, I think speaking on the subject is fine, but I don't feel like I need to make songs off of it. If I felt like doing it, I would. The student who questioned was, why haven't you got political? I'm like, bitch, because I don't feel like it. Kendrick is doing that already. J. Cole is doing that already. Let them deal with that shit. I want to talk about the fucked up shit in my life, not the fucked up shit I see on TV, because I'm not there. How am I going to talk about something I'm not helping? It's fucked up. It's a touchy subject. That was his response to that question. Then the interviewer asked him after this, and this is where all the firestorm is coming from. He said, do you ever feel like you're being forced to address these issues? A$AP Rocky responds, they're not forcing me to do shit. I'm just going to stay black and die. Why? Because I'm black. So every time something happens, because I'm black, I got to stand up. What the fuck am I, Al Sharpton now? I'm A$AP Rocky. I did not sign up to be no political activist. I want to talk about my motherfucking lean, my best friend dying, the girls that come in and out of my life, the jiggy fashion that I wear, my new inspiration in drugs. I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I live in fucking Soho in Beverly Hills. I can't relate. I'm in the studio. I'm in these fashion studios. I'm in these bitches' drawers. I'm not doing anything outside of that. That's not my life. Whew. Now, I seen some people, because I posted this on Instagram, I posted it on Facebook. I seen some people saying, well, at least he was honest. I was like, yeah, he was honest. But how are you from Harlem, New York City? Pre-gentrify, I say Harlem got, the gentrification started in New York when the Clintons moved into Harlem. In my opinion, that's just what I think. Maybe somebody knows something more than what I know. Maybe people know that it was before that. But I remember when Bill Clinton put his office in Harlem, it changed everything. I could be wrong, but that's just what I'm thinking. So this kid grew up in Harlem, A$AP Rocky. And you can't relate to Ferguson because you don't live there. Because you live in Soho and Beverly Hills, you can't relate to oppression. You can't relate to injustice. You can't relate to inhumane treatment. You can't relate to an innocent young man being killed with his hands up. You can't relate. Of course, I can't relate to what's going on right now, let's say in Brazil. I can't relate because I'm not Brazilian, but I can relate to people being oppressed because I see my people being oppressed. I don't care where I live. I see it. I know it. You that out of touch with your people because you live in Soho and Beverly Hills. You that out of touch. And not saying you got to rap about it. Like you said, J. Cole covers that. Kendrick covers that. So, yeah. But then when you say stuff like that, I want to talk about my motherfucking lean and my best friend dying. That was kind of weird to me because if you're talking about ASAP Yams, rest in peace. That was my guy too. You know what I'm saying? I've known him for a very, very long time. If that's who you're talking about, you're talking about you want to talk about your lean. Didn't that contribute to him passing away? So I'm confused about how you want to talk about something that might have contributed to the death of your best friend. And I want to talk about my new inspirations in drugs. I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. Well, since when you got to live somewhere to discuss something when you see something wrong? Because the best answer could have been, possibly should have been, listen, I don't have no comment on that because I don't know all the facts. I don't know what's going on. I'm out of touch. I need to get in tune with what's going on. I don't really know, so I don't want to comment. You don't say stuff like, I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. Because the last time I checked, this happens in Harlem. This happens in the Bronx. It happens in Brooklyn. Happens in Queens. Happens in New York City. It could happen in Soho and Beverly Hills too. Just because you live in Soho and Beverly Hills, that don't mean that you exempt from what's going on. So now you're in Sweden and it's a public outcry. He's being held. He's being detained and we're not going to Sweden. We're not doing shows anymore because sign the petition. I'm like, how rappers come out the woodworks to sign a petition for somebody who basically said he don't give a fuck about his people? Well, maybe the people in Ferguson ain't his people. Maybe black people, he don't feel like black people is people. I don't know. Maybe that's it. So pardon me. But it's kind of hard to have compassion for somebody who showed no compassion in a very difficult, tough time. It's very hard. Me being who I am, I still can show compassion because I'm not savage. But like I said, I bet he could relate now. And wasn't he in prison before? So when you sitting in that cell, especially if you're innocent, you like, damn. Now, Mike Brown lost his life. He lost his life. And was innocent. He lost his life. That's what Ferguson was about. It wasn't about Black Lives Matter. It's bigger than Black Lives Matter. You know, and if people really, really do the knowledge to Black Lives Matter, many of us agree with Black Lives Matter as far as the slogan. But we don't agree with the organization because what the organization is about has nothing to do with me as a straight black man. You could just read their mission statement and that's just it. We could leave that right there. So, no, you don't have to talk about everything related to black people. But look how the universe works. Some people call it karma. Some people call it God. Some people call it different names, but the universe, the same universe that when you open your mouth and you say something that's really stupid, insensitive, not well thought out, and thinking that you sound cool, look how the universe take care of you. Look how the universe handle you. Look what happens. If you running around and you doing dumb stuff, when something dumb happened to you, you can't cry foul. When you say, I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson because I can't relate to what's going on over there, you can't say, yo, I'm dealing with injustice in Sweden and I'm in jail in inhumane conditions. Well, what do you think Ferguson was about? I'm going to keep saying that. So in one breath, you can't say, yo, I can't relate to shit that's going on. But then when it happened to you, yo, save me. Nah, we can't let dudes slide because they're rappers, because they're singers, because they're actors, because they are in the public spotlight, because they're Twitter, Instagram models, they got a blue check. We can't let people slide with saying dumb stuff because they go out there and for some reason, the masses, the corporations, society thinks that this is the mentality of us. They think that these individuals speak for us and they don't. They don't. Everything that he said, I don't know nobody that relates to that. And it has nothing to do with how much money they got in the bank or don't have in the bank. So when he said, I did not sign up to be no political activist, I don't think any of us did. I don't think any of us do, but we can see wrong 3,000 miles away. It's not about being a political activist. It's not about being Al Sharpton. It's about saying, yo, hold up. Did the cop just kill him for nothing? Did he have his hands up and they shot him? Yo, that's foul. Did the cop just walk up to the car and Philando Castile, did they just shoot him? That's foul. Did they just kill Elton Sterling? Yo, that's foul. Did the dude kill a dude because his music was too loud? Did they bum rush the house and kill Eleanor Bumpers? Did they kill Amadou Diallo? That's foul. It has nothing to do with being a political activist. It has something to do with seeing right and wrong, right? And you being in a position where you're doing these interviews and they're going to ask you these questions. You don't say you can't relate to injustice of your people. And again, maybe he don't feel like we're his people because where he's at in life. But I'm not black, I'm OJ rings over and over in my head. So let's hope a lesson was learned with him. Let's hope for anybody else that wants to get on these cameras or get in these interviews and say stupid shit, because that's really what he said. You realize and you know that it is a universe out there that's always going to hand your ass to you. It's always going to be a wake-up call. When you think you above the universe, when you think you above the universal law, nobody escapes. The universe going to take care of everybody. So I'm not signing no petition. I don't, you know, like I said, free him. If he didn't do nothing and he's not guilty, yo, he deserved to be freed. You know, I don't really know the details of that. But I think what he said made me kind of lose touch with him as a person, period. Because in 2016, he just basically said he don't relate to us. I don't relate to nobody who live in Soho and Beverly Hills. That's sip lean, that's in chicks drawers, and wear jiggy fashion. I don't relate to that. So when that happens to a person that wants to portray that, I don't know how to have empathy for them and sympathy. But no matter how he see himself, I see him as a black man. And when I see a black man being attacked, and when I see a black man being treated poorly, unfair, unjust, and inhumane, poor conditions, I still can say he got more money than me. He got more stature than me. He got everything, I guess, that makes him greater than me in the public eye, the public opinion. And I still feel bad for him. And I still don't wish it on him. I still don't want it for him. Even though he can look and say to the brothers in Brooklyn, even the brothers in Harlem where he's from, that these things happen to him. I can't fucking relate. So, again, just let this be a lesson to anybody out there. Sometimes no answer is the best answer. Sometimes if you don't, sometimes there is no right answer for touchy things. Like he said, it's a touchy subject. He said that prior to that. And then they asked him something, and then sometimes your arrogance and your cockiness, and you start thinking about your bank account, and yeah, I slayed this chick last night, and yo, I got this type of car, I'm living like this. You think you can do or say what you want. And then that universe reminds you, hold up, who you think you are? You're not greater than me. You're not greater than the universal law of truth. You're not greater than freedom, justice, and equality. So let me put you through the exact same things or similar situation that you said you don't give a fuck about. Because you live in Soho in Beverly Hills. So for those who want to sign a petition, you do you. Do what you got to do. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say, yo, that's good for him. I ain't saying none of that. If he's innocent and he didn't do nothing and they're really railroading him, yo, free him. But we got to stop saying free guilty people too. I don't know if he's guilty. I'm not his judge or his executioner or none of that. I don't really know the details, but that's another thing. Your man can't be, and I'm not saying him, but your man can't be somebody out here that did foul stuff to people, men, women, and children, and cost people their life and their well-being and their sanity, and you talking about freedom. Why? So he could come out here and do more foul shit? Not saying that, yo, lock him up and all that, but yo, why you not handling him? Why you not telling your man you foul and you're wrong? Why do we celebrate foul people? And then when they get caught, when they get arrested for being foul, we like free him. Free him for what? So he could come back out here and make more families cry and do more foul shit? I mean, what's the punishment for being foul? You ain't handling it. You ain't telling your man, yo, you wilding. You ain't pulling your man to the side and saying, yo, you tripping. Yo, what you doing? Yo, you can't be doing that. Yo, you can't be saying that. You sit there and you watch your people run reckless and run crazy. And then when they get jammed up for that same reckless, crazy shit, you like free them. Don't make no sense. Me, all my mans, all my peoples who's in jail right now could tell you I ain't never will co-sign any reckless behavior. Never. I'd be like, yo, you got to chill. Yo, you got to fall back. Now, when they get arrested, of course, I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be like, I want to be like, you know, I feel in my heart freedom because I don't want to see my loved ones in prison. I don't want to see none of that happen. But yo, sometimes some people got to sit down because they moving too fast. You got to go. They got to sit you down sometimes. You moving too fast. You got to learn. And funny thing is, some men have went to prison and came out stronger, better men. And it had nothing to do with them being punished. It had a lot to do with them just having time to sit down and slow down and read and get adjusted and focus. Because out here, they was just moving too crazy. Like, we don't want to see none of our mans in jail. We don't want to see none of our family, none of our loved ones. But some dudes is just running crazy out here. And it's like, yo, you just don't have no regard for nobody or nothing. But that's another topic. You know what I'm saying? I've never been the type that was like, yo, lock this dude up or this person deserved it. I've never been like that. But at the same time, I'm not going to be yelling free fuck niggas. That's just the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? That you made my family cry. You made my loved ones cry behind something you did. And they got you. I ain't going to be like, yo, let them back out to make somebody else's family cry. I'm not testifying. I'm not writing no statements. I ain't doing none of that. But I ain't going to be, yo, let them out here to do that. Because a lot of times, that's all they going to do. But again, that's another subject. I'm out of here. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to everybody listening on YouTube. You can look at the screen, shop.doggydiamondstv.com. You want to send me some, you know, a donation, PayPal, Cash App, all that is available. All those links is in the description box. They're popping up on the screen. Subscribe to this YouTube. Subscribe to Instagram. I'm on Instagram too. I don't know why Instagram came out of my mouth, but click the bell for the notifications. If you want to become a Patreon, you want to send me some bread every month in support. All of those links is in the description box. Everything to get in contact with me, all social media. Leave a comment. If you ain't feeling what I'm saying, fine. Leave your comment. Say what you got to say. Let's just respect one another. I don't feel like I'm disrespecting anybody in this video. I'm learning to be respectful and still have no filter. I'm proud of me. I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning to say my points. I don't even got a curse like that. I can still get my point across, and I don't have to be disrespectful and put nobody down. But we do have to set the record straight on certain things. But again, iTunes, Spotify, Radio.com, Stitcher, all of the streaming platforms. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is on. This is an audio show, podcasting. It's audio. I'm seeing dudes pop up on YouTube, tell them I got a podcast, and they stuff is not on iTunes. You don't have a podcast, you have a YouTube show. That's another topic we're going to talk about. People clogging the whole podcast lane, talking about, I got a podcast. No, you don't. You have a YouTube show. You don't have no audio on SoundCloud. You just clogging the lane up, not knowing what you're doing, not sounding right, first of all. But anyway, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This Doggy Diamonds No Filter. ASAP Rocky got to hold that down. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.